views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello and welcome everyone to the show, and thank you to all the listeners that have been with me over the last several years. We've been going 4 years strong with this show, and we're growing all the time, and I have much gratitude for all of you and those that share the show with others that this could help and inspire their lives. And that's what this show's all about. It's about bringing the positive solutions to all the things that are happening. And today we're going to be talking about a world challenge or parenting where we could take it into a positive. And I have an incredible guest here that's going to be sharing that. But right before I introduce her, I want to mention and just remind everybody that we are in an incredible full moon for January 2014. For the last 3 days, today being the third day. So we had the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th have been very powerful energies with that full moon. And we're in the sign of Cancer for this full moon, which means that we are very much in an emotional, we're feeling it, we're having trouble stuffing those feelings. We know we have to shift or release and move in directions that are really aligning with our soul purpose, our true self. And this is an opportunity to do that. So just for those that, you know, are really interested in releasing, or you really have something you're really feeling, I wanted to give you a reason why you might be feeling that so much. You're going to feel it a little bit more. You might feel a little more emotional about it. It will pass, but this is also an opportunity to go head to head with it and let it go for once and all. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest. We have Dr. Julie Gerland, and this is about this incredible initiative that she is taking around the globe right now. I mean, every parent out there, and this really is for everybody, not just people that are parenting, but every parent, we would love to have healthy, happy, intelligent, gifted children. And parents can actually impact their child's life long term. Now, she talks about those 9 months from conception in that first year. And that's what we're going to be addressing today, about how important that time is in a child's life. And we're here about a positive solution. Now, she is the chief United Nations representative for the World Organization of Prenatal Education Associations. And she's special consultative status with the UN. She is a pioneer co-author of 3 award-winning celebrity anthologies, international lecturer, an advocate in the field of very early parenting from preconception to the first year after birth. Now, Julie founded the Holistic Parenting Program. This is preconception to birth and beyond, a program for parents and professional training. She is a trainer in the world-renowned hypnobirthing, the Mongan Method Natural Childbirth Education, and has received several awards, including an honorary doctorate in holistic medicines from the Noble International University. Dr. Julie Gerland, I welcome you to the Jen Royster Show.
Good morning, Jen. It's wonderful to be with all the listeners here. I'm calling in from New Zealand.
Yes, you've been on this tour. It started at the beginning of the year.
It started actually on the 11th of November.
Oh,
So
okay.
we're two-thirds into the tour now here in New Zealand, and we'll be heading off back to the US via Hawaii and Los Angeles before we return to our home in France.
My goodness, see, she's all over the world, and you're just connecting this world on this
Exactly.
mission, and it's really beautiful. It's very positive. So now we're talking about prenatal global prenatal initiative. Let's say a little bit about that, so we for listeners that have never heard that term before, and it's also abbreviated GPI, I've been hearing. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got started with this, and what is the main goal? And then we'll break it down into the different aspects of the GPI.
Wonderful. Well, it all started for me a long, long time ago when I was 16 years old. I had an amazing mind-shifting consciousness experience. And probably like many of your listeners, I experienced for a moment what it feels like to be completely loved, unconditionally loved, known, seen, wanted, connected. And that changed my life. And I just knew at that time that if this experience exists and that it's in all things, which was my absolute conviction, then why are we not living this all the time? Why is there so much suffering in the world? And so I went around the world then at the age of 16 to find out how we could help people on the planet to live this amazing life which was offered to us.
That's
And
beautiful.
I
That's a
did many
beautiful. That's
things.
just beautiful how you describe that, about feeling that unconditional love like that.
Yes. And so I went into many avenues, and each one I thought, no, this is a dead end, until I came across two books, one spiritual book called Education Begins Before Birth, and the other one, more scientific, The Secret Life of the Unborn Child. And when I read these two books, I just knew this was the answer. That if we all came into the world right from the beginning, wanted, loved, that everything that we needed was given to us so that we could develop feeling safe and secure and connected with our higher self, with all that is, then we would be able to straight away not have to struggle, but live our purpose. Live in this amazing, loving universe, which is ours, which is our home, and bring the gifts that we all have, unique gifts, into the world. And so 30 years ago, this is what I started to do.
So
And today,
this has been for 30 years.
on my personal journey for 30
Oh,
years,
okay.
and now we are an association or NGO, non-governmental organization, which is accredited at the United Nations. I volunteered to be their representative. And our task is to bring this to the world, to the countries, the 193 member states, and as a solution to the world's problems. That if we give mothers and future parents the opportunity to conceive when they want to have a child, that child is loved and prepared for, and given all the conditions, we know that by the time the child is born, they will already have it hardwired into their subconscious that they are connected, that they are loved, that they are emotionally secure, and all their hardwire physiology is prepared then to live in a loving universe. And this changes everything for all of us.
It does. I mean, that's raising the frequency and taking us into that next dimension, which is coming. And that's beautiful, because I've heard so much that, this whole transition we're going through right now, it's really revving. It'll be going on for, probably another 10, 20 years. But you are developing this future generation in for that. And it's so beautiful. I love that we're seeing that happen. When we come back, we're about to go to a break, but when we come back, let's talk about, how you can get started and how we can, like, what is the best thing we can give parents that are planning a future with children? Let's just start breaking it down into the how the individual family can work with this and how they can get involved. You guys are listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, Dr. Julie Gerlin, and we are talking about the Global Prenatal Initiative. This is a beautiful, positive solution for the world today, and it's healing the world. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And my special guest today is Dr. Julie Gerlin of the Global Prenatal Initiative. And we are at the point where, let's take it, Julie, to the individual families. And we have families, future parents that are planning to bring children into the world. What advice would you give them? Let's start there and expand this out.
The most important thing is to be really in touch with one's feelings. And how is it that we wish to feel? Because we have our feelings with us all the time. We want to feel loved. We want to feel accepted. We want to feel validated. And this is so important for future parents or parents to realize that their unborn child, from the moment of conception, also needs this. Because this is when we're forming, all of us, our subconscious programming. And so parents are imprinting onto their children, particularly the mother, the father's influence is very, very, very important. We are imprinting, and that actually the brain connections happening between birth, conception to the age 18 months, these brain connections are happening at a rate of 1 million per second. So the prenatal baby is learning about its environment and adapting according to what the mother is living. And so what can mothers do is mothers can love their baby, want their baby, talk to their baby like a person, as a soul, and tell them that they're loved, that they're wanted, that life is fantastic, and to provide the best possible nutrition and elements that the child can then build their own physical body, emotional body, and of course the brain is being formed straight right from the beginning. And so that this child develops right from the beginning in that loving universe, because the mother is the child's first universe. Mm-hmm. And so if she's connecting with her higher self, if she's doing working with light or with prayers, all this is helping the child right from the beginning to know that it's more than the body, that it has unlimited power, that that life is good, and all the things that we all need to feel. And if this is hardwired into a child from the beginning by the parents, then we have it. We don't need to struggle. We Right. don't need to protect and to fight. And life becomes really, really extraordinary. And that's where we're all going.
And that's, well, yes, because we are all feeling and experiencing what we're having to shift, release, rebuild, transform, heal, when we do it the way you're describing, and it starts off on the on a fresh start with that type of energy, there's not going to be so much of the repair work that we feel in our generations. Now, exactly. Yes, but here's what I want to ask you, because I can feel this already out there. A lot of people are going, but I've already had my children, or I'm already halfway through my pregnancy, or what if I'm the grandparent, or what if my children are already grown? I don't believe personally that it's ever too late. I mean, what I do with children is the ones that are already born work with intuitive children. You're working at that beginning level and putting that training out there, but it's never too late. We can always shift. So what would you say to those that might be in a different phase? They don't have this information before they got started. What can they do and be involved? How can they be involved? How can they do this?
We can always shift. You're absolutely right. And I think that is the incredible power of a human being, is to be able to change. And right. of course, what we want is prevention. Why break it if we can have something which works from the beginning? Right. But let's say we realize that we've had children and we were not enlightened. We didn't have the knowledge. The most important thing is to say to oneself, I did the very best I could.
Absolutely.
With what I knew. And that is all that's asked of us. And so to start by saying that gives us a good grounding to continue then to say, well, if I could do better today, and I think that's really what life is about. Mm-hmm. I look back at what I did yesterday and I say, wow, if I knew what I knew today, I could do it better. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that what I did yesterday was wrong. It's just that we're evolving. We're moving forward.
Right. So and that's very, I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry too. I'm getting excited with you because I really think this is an incredibly powerful thing, your message that you're putting out there. But, you know, I like what you said about we have to look back at we did the best we could then, forgive and release that energy. Don't be attached to that.
Yes, and I don't think we even really need forgiveness. If we have wronged or hurt somebody, it's never too late for a parent to say to their child, gosh, I've just realized now that by neglecting you or not telling you how much I love you or whatever, perhaps, you know, you needed that and I wasn't able to give it at that time. But now I realize it, I can.
And this is so true. This is true, but a lot of people really get caught up in the energy of being hard on themselves, and that's what I was referring to with the forgiveness, because I feel that they have to love themselves is another way to put that. I mean, there can't be really that harsh negative energy there if you are loving yourself and making that shift when you realize it and you bring that awareness in.
Absolutely.
So what you're saying is very, very powerful, that it's not too late for those that are already on that. Now, how can they be involved? I mean, how can people learn? And now we are going to give that website out. Let's give it out now, and then we'll give it out again later. But let's give the website out. Julie, would you like to?
So this is the Global Prenatal Initiative. .org.
Okay.
And this is it's just been launched and will be added to as we go on and do the exciting things around the world. Because this year is also, I forgot to mention, is the 20th anniversary of the International Year of Families. So the world is celebrating and re-looking at the important impact of parenting and families for our global family. And people can be involved in different activities that are happening around the globe this year. And because we've all come from a family, it may have been a family that has harmed us or been difficult for us, but it's still a family. And we know the impact and power that our parents have had on us. And if we can change this for the world by becoming more enlightened and evolving, then I think this is the greatest gift we can give the next generations.
Oh, it's a beautiful gift. I mean, this is the energy around it is just so, it just glows very bright. If you want to refer to it that way, as an image that I see, it's just a beautiful healing of all of humanity of just healing and that awareness bringing in. You are bringing in so much awareness that it's an education. Because
That's right.
We've never known it this way before as a group, as humanity.
Right.
And so, you know, you are bringing that education. This is new. This is a learning curve, I guess, so to speak, with what I was talking about. Well, you may have already been doing it like this, but you can learn something new and replace that with something that will be much more healing and positive for your family. Now, are you going to be touring here in the United States?
We will be in the United Nations at the Commission on the Status of Women in March, where we have a panel, and we're bringing over a Member of Parliament from the UK who's just brought together a cross-party manifesto of the 1001 critical days from conception to the age 2 after birth. And they are putting forward, the British government, why early prevention at this time is absolutely critical to our societies. So we're bringing them to the US, to New York, and we will also be having an event at the Montclair State University in New Jersey on March the 15th. And then various other events will be happening throughout the US during the year.
That's wonderful. I think your list of events are going to increase. Because as people start learning about this, they're going to be very passionate. And it's going to be very refreshing. And it's something that they can be involved in and feel like they are making that difference in the world. So that's a big deal.
Exactly. One baby at a time.
Yes, exactly. When we come back from break, let's let people know how they could, if they want to organize their event, or if they want to learn a little bit more about this GPI and just a little bit more with the details. Let's get that going. We want to get this information out there today. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my special guest today, Dr. Julie Gerlin of the Global Prenatal Initiative. It's time to empower life and bring in healing to the world. We can do this together. And Dr. Julie is showing us how to do that from conception, prenatal, to the first year of life. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
And I am Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show with my guest today, Dr. Julie Gerland of the Global Prenatal Initiative. And Julie, back a little bit earlier in the show, we were talking about with your bio that you train professionals. Let's talk about how, because this is an education initiative that you're doing. This is about spreading that word and getting that information out there to families and for the children of the future. So you train professionals. Can we talk about that a little bit? What type of professionals, what type of training is this, and how can they sign up for this or be involved with this?
That's right. Well, we're starting really a whole new career for people who are interested just in prevention rather than continually having to heal people mm-hmm. suffering. And so we train almost anybody. They have to have some life experience already to work with parents before they wish to conceive, to help both parents, mother and father, to prepare to have a child physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And then what we do know scientifically about the importance of during pregnancy, the mother's emotions and feelings, and how we can best prepare the conditions for a child to grow optimally on all levels. And for the birth preparation, we use the hypnobirthing Mongan method. And so we train professionals in that. And we also do a holistic infant massage and bonding after. So if any professional wishes to train with us, it's a 2 to 3 year program and takes them through so that they can work with couples in all or any of these phases of very early parenting. We have doctors, we have midwives, we have psychologists, we have therapists, we have massage therapists. We've had many, many different types of professions who have said, I would really like to go into this early prevention and help make a difference from the start.
Now, where does this training travel, or do they have to go to the training in a location?
It has been happening in the southwest of France, where we live, in both English and French. But we're now in the process, actually, of changing. And we've just had an offer to actually do some of the training in Bali. So we'll be looking for different locations around the world so that we can do this training more globally.
Okay, so that's definitely coming, that it's going to be more in more locations. That's great to hear.
Yes, and people can find this on the holisticparentingprogram.com website.
Okay. The hypnobirthing, what is that exactly for people that have never heard that term?
Hypnobirthing was devised, brought up, conceived by Mickey Mongan, who was in New England many years ago. And it's an incredible method of helping each mother and couple to prepare for birth and in a comfortable, easy, deep state of relaxation, understanding how the body works, and in fact, changing the whole paradigm of birth. We used to think that, and many people still do, that birth is painful. Well, Mickey has revolutionized this by showing that outside of fear and stress, when a woman is really in love, she understands her body, and there's nobody pushing her or telling her to do something which is not right, then there is no reason for any pain. But she can birth her baby in comfort and sometimes even as far as have an orgasm. And so this is a huge paradigm shift in the world of early parenting. And can you imagine if we start?
I can just hear all the ears out there perking up to this, because that sounds like birth in heaven. You know, exactly. I mean, really, I think that just sounds amazing. I mean, why wouldn't you want to have your babies that way? That sounds incredible. Wow. And I love the whole aspect, because pain is a physical reaction to all of the tension, stress, fears, things like that. That's what happens with our cells. They tighten up and there's pain. So how old is this? I'm just intrigued. When was this that he developed this? How long has it been around?
Mickey and Marie Mongan started the Institute in 1989. Yes. Oh. And there is a book, Hypnobirthing, the Mongan Method. And it's been now practiced by doctors, midwives, childbirth educators in well over 30 countries.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you're saying Mongan. It's M-O. Let me look at that spelling. It's M-O-N-G-A-N. M-O-N-G-A-N method is what she's describing. Now, let's talk about how can someone support? This is an organization.
This is an organization.
Yep. So how can people support that? You know, maybe they just want to help you get this out there. You know, they're not quite in this phase of life, or, you know, but they can still be a part of this, even though they may be in their 70s, 80s, or they're not doing this part of life. What can they do to help you?
Well, first, by going on to the globalprenatalinitiative.org website, signing up to our newsletter. And on Facebook, we have a very active group called the Global Prenatal Initiative. Sign up for that and join the conversation of the events that are happening around the world. We're looking for all kinds of support, financial, but also people who are good in the media, basically everything. Anybody can start an event by getting a few people in your own home and saying that this is important. We have a video show that people can play, a movie, which gives them the background information. And then just start the conversation. In one group here in New Zealand, we took the UN priority theme of intergenerational solidarity. And how can grandparents, who who very often feel alienated from their children and their grandchildren actually have more to do with them. And if grandparents were really supportive of their children having babies, they're free and they're much more a little bit detached. So they can bring in the support, the understanding. They can begin to really help their daughter or their son to raise their awareness to the importance of this time. They can offer so much and like that be really involved in the coming of the next generations.
Now go ahead. I'm sorry.
It is for everybody. I'm so passionate here.
Yes, you are. I know. And I'm getting excited. And with the delay in the radio, sometimes we don't realize one stops before the other starts speaking. It's our excitement. But
yes,
you have youth ambassadors. What is the youth ambassador?
Yes, we have quite a number now of youth delegates and ambassadors who are forming on every continent because they are the future parents. And they're saying, well, hey, this is our home, the planet. What can we do to help bring the next generations into this planet who are aware, who are able to face the many, many challenges that face humanity at this moment? And they are starting to communicate this information amongst themselves in their own way, because youth go much, much more quickly than we do.
I love that, because now they feel empowered that they can make a difference for the future. That's
exactly.
I love this. That is, he says you got quite a few of them. So how can someone become one?
Again, by contacting me either through the website or directly, by email or through the Facebook group, Julie.
So that's the thing to do is go hook up on the Global Prenatal Initiative.org or the Global Prenatal Initiative Facebook page. So they're connected to everything and they're going to see all the information and learn everything about how to get involved, you know, what they want to do, right? So everything's going to be in that one place.
Absolutely. And we can have everybody. We can have parents. We can have future parents, young people, older people. Everybody has something to give and to participate in the coming of the next generations so that we can get this planet and our societies turned around and brought back into a way that is sustainable, that we are in connection with nature, our mother nature, and our feminine side. Of our feelings, of what we're really feeling, of what we're really living. This is the time to validate that and to bring out the power within us, of the power of the spirit within us to change, to bring love, to bring hope, to bring joy.
Absolutely. That feminine energy is bringing in the nurturing divine energy. That side it's the nurturing energy, and it is very much going to be playing a very active role in all of our lives. So
exactly.
It doesn't matter, yes, what stage of life you're in or what you're doing. This is all, everyone's going to feel that. And like you, we were talking on break, we were both talking about the moon energy, which is in the sign of Cancer when we were talking about that. And that is about feelings and emotions. So we have a very strong influence right now with that. So a lot of people are starting to question about the way things are, and they're starting to feel guided by a higher inner soul to shift and change and make a difference. We're all feeling it in a different way. And it's about listening to that guidance as well. Well, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more. We're going to give that website out one more time. And what you want to leave as a message to the listeners. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
And we are back from break. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, Dr. Julie Gerlin, here on the Jen Royster Show. And to wrap it up, Julie, we've been talking about the Global Prenatal Initiative. What would you like to share as the message to close the show?
Thank you, Jen. The most important thing for me right now is that everybody realizes that we do have parents. We do have these archetypal parents that are there for us all at any time, no matter how old we are, because we all need to feel unconditionally loved and wanted, even if we're 60, 70 years old. Mm-hmm. There's still a little child in us that needs to know that we're safe, that we're loved, that we're protected, that we're guided. And these archetypes live in our collective superconscious and unconscious, and we can tap into them at any time. So we don't need to take a long time to study parenting for generations before we get good at it. We can tap into these archetypes that for centuries and perhaps millennium, people have been calling God our Father and Divine Mother, that these actually live within us, and they can be talked to and loved and connected with to provide us really with the parenting models, and that we can have those things at any time we wish to. So I think that's really the most important. And then, of course, when for future parents, if everybody was aware that a mother, when she's pregnant, is building the future generations, and what she eats, what she lives, what she feels is imprinting onto that future generation, we would look after collectively pregnant women, and we would see their role in the world as a job, as a huge contribution to our societies, and really give her the best. And this includes all the way through the birth And when she's nursing, when she's there with her baby, everything is imprinting. So we as collectively need to really give her a new role in society as really the mother of humanity.
Well, yes. Yes, that, yes. And, you know, for those, when you're talking about, you know, when you are in that 9 month stage of a baby developing and you are this mother waiting for this child to come into the world that you're bringing into the world, if you have emotions going up and down, it's not about being upset that you did something wrong. Because we still, for those learning and you know, new to this, they feel like, oh, no, I messed up. And no, it's not like that at all. It's about nurturing that self, like you were talking about, with that inner child that we have. And be that gentle parent to ourselves as well. Because when we tune into that, the child we're carrying is going to as well tune in that we are nurturing both of them. You know, they're going to be linked in some way, and that energy will pass through. So it's always something that you can nurture and heal, because we're going to have emotions, and emotions are part of our makeup. It's understanding how they pass through us versus it's an energy that passes through.
That's right. And we can always talk to the baby, just as we would any relationship. And if we've had a difficult day, just to talk to the baby and say, you know, this is about mommy. It's not about you. And you're loved, you're well, and, you know, I'm just having a bad day. And you know what? This will happen in life, and you can always overcome it. You can find the resources. Right. And so as she talks to her baby, the baby's saying, oh, yeah, okay. So when life gets a bit rough, you know, there is a way out. There is a solution, and my mother's showing me how to do that.
And you're already – oh, I love that. I love that, because you're already showing that my energies, you know, don't – you know, not to process what's happening with me as yours, because that happens a lot in our generations now. Everybody's absorbing everybody else's, and they're so confused. They feel codependent, so to speak, is the word they use, that it's somebody else. And – you're talking about being clear from the very beginning about those energies that are passing to the child. Like, I'm having a bad day, but this isn't about you, or this is about what I've got going on. This is, you're still loved. I love that, Julie, because you're bringing that knowledge and education and that clarity of what the child is feeling. Because when we have young children in our home, or children, anybody, a family, we feel what's happening with the other person that we live with. You're going to feel that. Mm-hmm. So you're clarifying that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. Now, you know, music, beautiful music and different energies and frequencies of the music or sound or things that help you settle are going to pass right through to the child.
Yes, we used to think that a baby was kind of growing up in an incubator and didn't feel anything. But this prenatal education is that everything the mother lives, the child is being educated, is downloading. So the beauty that she sees, the harmony, that this 9 months should be the most special time in her whole life. Mm-hmm. So that she can just imprint onto her child the most beautiful music, the most harmony, the meditation, the yoga. This should be a time to really be well. And I think it's a time that whole of society should open out and offer this opportunity to a mother. How many times do we meet mothers who say, oh, well, I don't do anything. I'm just a mother. This is a time now to validate the mother energy, the nurturing, the feelings, and promote in the future parents the feeling of validation of their huge participation to our societies, to our world.
And absolutely,
it becomes very, very beautiful.
Yes, it is. The whole concept is beautiful, Julie. It really is. And you just feel good being a part of it, whether you're just helping to support them, if you are involved in it because you're having a child, or you just want to help spread and pass along the word that it can be done differently. One more time with your website, Julie.
It is the Global Prenatal Initiative.org.
.org. And if they wanted to reach out to you, or they can do that through the website, right?
Through the website or through Julie G@theglobalprenatalinitiative.org.
Sounds good. Okay. Now, if those that are following, or if you've been to my website, and if you're after listening to the show, you don't recall some of the things that she's putting out there with the links for this, I have all of these links on my website as well on the post for this show, so you can find it over there. So we have it all there for you. And it's also over on the Transformation Talk Radio show page. And you can also find the archive there after the show. It takes a few hours, but it will be there. So no worries if you need to listen again, or if you want more information, please go over to globalprenatalinitiatives.org. Julie, thank you so much for being with us. We're about to go to the top of the hour, so I want to say goodbye and want to wish you well on your journeys. And power on, Sister Julie, because this is beautiful what you're doing out there.
Thank you so much, Jen. It's been a great joy to be with you all. And let's get the show on the road.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Everyone, again, globalprenatalinitiative.org has all the information you need, or you can go to my website, jenroyster.com. I have the links there, or right there on Transformation Talk Radio show page on under my name. You will find all of the links you need. Thank you so much, Julie, and God bless.
Thank you. All the best.
For those that have been listening, thank you for listening. Go out there and make a difference in the world. I'm Jen Royster. This has been the Jen Royster Show. Thank you so much. We will see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.